So how does it feel to have Fidel Castro quoting from your book?
I don't know. I think I much prefer George Nouri quoting from my book than Fidel Castro, but still. You know, I woke up yesterday to about, 3,000 emails from my South American and Central American readers. Before I knew what was going on, I was getting phone calls, inundated with phone calls from every media outlet from that part of the world. And then I was saying to myself, what's going on? And then I finally found out that Fidel Castro himself, El Comandante, as they call him, has actually, you know, blessed me by having read my book, The Secrets of the Bilderberg Group, which is, of course, the Spanish version of the true story of the Bilderberg Group, published by Trinday in the United States. And there he is. You know, not only have I spoken it in the European Parliament, but now Fidel Castro himself has read my book.
You know, he seems to be back from the dead, Daniel. Now he's talking about the possibility of nuclear war. He's talking about the Bilderbergs controlling the world. What has rejuvenated this guy all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, you know, give me a couple of those as well, just in case. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting story because, again, obviously, you know, Fidel Castro is using the information in my book to his own personal advantage, and it makes sense. Any political leader would do the same. And obviously what I'm saying in the book, the true story of the Bilderberg Group, goes hand in glove perfectly, you know, to the idea that the West, the capitalist West of the evil, and, you know, Cuba has always been, you know, building their socialism or communist state, whatever you want to call it. And my book just goes to show you that all these corporations, you know, working together with financial companies and the governments, you know, as I say, as we talked about on your show, it's a very dynamic society in that it changes over the times, that absorbs and creates new parts while excreting the remains of the decaying parts of some of these corporations that come and go. You know, within the Bilderberg organizations, members come and go by the system itself. And that's what Castro was saying in Spanish in a newspaper called Granma, which is an eight-page newspaper, and half of it, you know, he dedicated to my book. You know, the system itself has not changed. It's a self-perpetuating system, a virtual spider web of interlocked financial, political, economic, and industry interests. And as I talk about in my book, with Venetian ultramontane funding model at the center. And again, that just, you know, fits perfectly with what, you know, the Cubans have been saying to their citizens for the last 50 years, that the system is evil. And it is in many ways evil, because none of these people who form part of these secret societies or private organizations work in our interest or in our name. They're all working towards, you know, obviously creating what they call not one world government, but rather one world company limited.
Absolutely. Now, Castro, has he invited you to come meet with him?
He absolutely has, and the idea is for me to come immediately. Literally, they said, "Are you busy next week?" I said, "Wow,
you're kidding me! go! You could, yeah, this would be a great interview for you."
Wait, I don't know. You know, it's, I have a feeling it's going to be fun, and you know, I don't know exactly, you know, it's, how to take this. You know, maybe, you know, after speaking at the European Parliament, I have Castro now. I've been invited in November to speak in front of the Indian National Assembly. I think, you know, there's a general awakening taking place, but certainly, you know, the idea of meeting Castro is, if I do go and if I do meet the El Comandante, the idea is not to pander to his interests, but actually, you know, use this unique opportunity to actually spread the word about what is going on and who runs and does what to whom. And in this sense, a lot of these people out there and over there, and I've read some of the commentary from some of the Cuban readers, and you know, it's again, it's your typical nonsense. You know, the left is good, the right is bad. You know, all these corporations in America are evil, and you know, our comandante is going to save the world. And again, as you and I have talked so many times on your show, it's not about right or left divide. You know, it's actually, you know, one of the reasons why the Bilderbergers are as powerful as they are, is you have the Democrats, the Republicans, the Socialists, the conservatives. It's the money elite or moneyed elite, is the idea of people who share the same, you know, idea or ideals about the financial system of the world. And Bilderberg just happened to be a medium where all of these organizations meet. And that's something that a lot of these people in Cuba and Venezuela and Costa Rica and Argentina, they simply don't understand. It's not about left and right. And that's exactly what Bilderberg wants you to believe. And fortunately, we have you and your show. We're going to explain to so many millions of all listeners out there, it's not about left and right. It's about all of them actually working towards the same goal.
Absolutely. I wonder how Castro feels about his own daughter being in the United States and, you know, in areas like that.
I don't know. I mean, I know so little about the man and his family. I should definitely do some homework before I go and meet him. You know, I think it's advisable. But I certainly expect red carpet treatment. But in any case, as I said, it's very important that, we maintain a sense of sanity, that it's not about, you know, photo opportunity for me. It's obviously probably a photo opportunity for him, you know. But as an investigator, as a serious investigator, I think some of the American media, as you know, Associated Press and a few others have tried to, you know, paint me as a conspiracy nut. And of course, you know, I've been saying this since my conference in Brussels. Conspiracy crazies don't speak in front of European Parliament.
You know, I'm telling you, Daniel, you should go there. And in addition to whatever you talk with him about, ask him about the JFK assassination, what he knows about it, what he's heard, get his reaction.
That's a very good idea.
You know, absolutely.
Thank you. Get and then we can talk about this afterwards.
Yeah, get his reaction to the Bay of Pigs invasion when that, failed to occur. I mean, the guy has got a wealth of information because all the other leaders have died. He's the only one left.
Exactly. He's been there for 50 years now. He's an icon. So I'm sure he's, you know, the idea from the private secretary in touch with me on his behalf, the idea is to have a private meeting. And I'm very, very interested, needless to say, about the kinds of information I can get from the man and what he knows about Bilderberg. In fact, if he has ever been invited or even approached by these people.
Well, and that's another question, too, because when he took over after they ousted Batista, He had an opportunity to really, I think, turn Cuba around because, as you know, Batista was in bed with the mob and other members of government here. And, you know, when Castro came in, right or wrong, the fact is he had the opportunity to do it. The revolution was supporting him. And in some cases, I think our own CIA was helping him a little bit. I'd like to know what happened when he came in. Why did he turn around on us, especially? And, you know, he ended up doing basically what Batista was doing, and that was he wanted to stay in power all his life, and apparently he has.
He has certainly succeeded. He's been there long enough. I think he's right now the longest-serving a leader, dictator, president, comandante, whatever you want to call him, in the Western or Southern Hemisphere.
Absolutely, and be careful when you interview him. You don't want to get him too mad. We want to get you out of Cuba so you can report on the show.
Huh? Well, you know, if something happens to me, certainly, you know, we're going to have a headline, you know, world-famous investigator Daniel Estulin, you know, arrested and sitting in prison in Havana.
Oh, my God, in a Cuban jail. I don't think you want to do that, Daniel, at all.
Well, there's always a book. We can always do a book afterwards.
Well, so you've got to decide pretty soon, I guess, huh?
Well, I think I've decided. You know, I told them that, yeah, definitely come. They wanted me to pay my way over there. I said, no, I don't think so. I said, no way, Jose, comandante. No, out of the question. You know, no. But no, it's obvious. They also wanted to buy 200 copies of my book in Spanish. And, you know, so it's in any case, it's interesting because I'm certainly getting a lot of invitations now that Fidel Castro has, you know, put his seal of approval on my book. So all the official media, you know, both television, printed press, they all want to talk to me. And it's a unique opportunity, you know, because, again, it's the idea of what Bilderberg represents. It's a very serious idea. And, you know, it's people are curious somehow, you know, so why? Why are all these people suddenly, you know, talking about Bilderberg? You know, I think it's a whole part of the awakening taking place right now across the world. You know, it's if we look at what Bilderberg is doing, what these secret societies and private organizations are doing, you know, it's a part of a wholesale intent to destroy nation-state republics that I talked about on your show in depth